Blog Talk Radio.
As I see the day approaching, day when Christ will come again, is a question I keep asking of myself.
Great question. Are you ready? Our subject, the person we're studying today, which is Enoch, is recorded to have said in Jude chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against God. Are you ready? Are you ready if the Lord were to come this moment? Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you're doing well today. Well, in a few hours, we are anticipating much snow. And, of course, we had a glorious prayer meeting last night, wonderful prayer meeting. The saints were on fire. Sister Linda Hart was just teaching, as she always does, with such passion and we're just believing God for revival. We had wonderful participation yesterday, whether in song and reading and praying and teaching. We just had great, great participation. And so let us continue to pray. Don't forget to pray for your pew. Don't forget to pray for the streets. Don't forget to pray for the churches and the pastors. Don't forget to pray. We are in this study entitled, Honor God's Word and Be Rewarded in 2023. Honor God's Word. Honor, reverence, respect what God says. Respect what God says by doing what God says. James says, don't just be hearers of the word, be doers also. So we're in this study, and comes to us from Proverbs 13:13. This is the proverb of Solomon, a wise saying of Solomon. And he writes in Proverbs 13:13, if you're reading the New Revised Standard Version, those who despise the word, and obviously he's referring to the word of God, those who despise the word bring destruction on themselves. But those who respect the commandment, obviously it's the commandment of God, will be rewarded. The New American Bible reads, he who despises the word must pay for it. But he who reveres the commandment will be rewarded. So we're in this study. Honor God's word, honor God's commandments, honor God's exhortation, honor God's preached word, and you will be rewarded now, today, in 2023, and also in the future. Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, again, we give you thanks and we praise your name because your truths are eternal and timeless. Your truths never go out of style. Your truths are constant. They remain constant. What was applicable back in Genesis is applicable today. What you said in Genesis, you confirmed in Revelation. There is no shadow of turning with thee, O Lord. You are consistent on every single subject. Your statements remain consistent. Generations change, cultures change, mindsets change, but not you, O Lord. You remain the same forever. Bless us, O God, as we turn to your word. Bless us, O Lord, as we delve into this study, that those who honor your word, those who respect what you have to say and act upon it the way you would have them to act upon it, they shall be divinely rewarded. Rewarded by you. Bless us, we pray. Holy Spirit, we yield to you our hearts. We give you our hearts right now that you may pull and tug on our hearts and do with our hearts what you will. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. When we started this study, I said that I would be spending our time this week in the first seven chapters of the book of Genesis, the first seven chapters. In the first seven chapters of Genesis, we would be looking at four different incidences where people either disobeyed the word of God or obeyed the word of God, and what was the outcome of their disobedience or obedience. Our first case study was Adam and Eve. God gave them a commandment and said, of the tree of good and evil, thou shalt not eat. He gave that commandment to Adam. And then Adam passed the commandment to his wife, so that when the serpent came to tempt Eve, she knew the commandment, and she expressed the commandment at God as God had given it to Adam. Now, citing the commandment, expressing verbatim the commandment is one thing, but you must keep the commandment, which Eve and Adam failed to do. As a result of disrespecting or despising the commandment of the Lord, they brought destruction upon themselves, and that destruction was imputed, as Paul says in Romans chapter 5, unto us. As a result of their disobedience, sin, sickness, and death has passed on to all men. Those who despise the word, those who despise the divinely given commandment, bring destruction upon themselves. Our first example is Adam and Eve. Our second example, which we considered yesterday, was the case of Cain and Abel. Cain rejected the commandment of God on numerous occasions. He rejected the commandment of God, which had been given to him by his parents, that he was to bring a lamb as a sacrifice unto God. He rejected that. And then God spoke to him, and God said to him, Cain, if you do right, will you not be accepted? But he rejected that. And then he completely rejected God when he departed from the presence of the Lord, built a city, named the city after what the name he had given his son, Enoch, which meant a new beginning without God. Cain was the one who began a godless society. And godless because he wanted nothing to do with God. He did not want to retain God in his knowledge. As a result, he brought destruction not just on him, but on his descendants. Abel, on the other hand, did as God told him to do and is memorialized for it. Where is he memorialized for it? Well, he's memorialized in all of Scripture. In Hebrews 11:4, he's memorialized. In Matthew 23:35, in Luke chapter 11, verse 51, in 1 John chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. He is memorialized as the one who did right and whom God accepted and whom is in heaven with God today. So Cain and Abel, two brothers. Some believe that they were twins. One brother coming out of the same womb rejects God. The other brother coming out of the same womb accepts God. Go figure. Well, today we're going to be looking at Enoch. Enoch is our next example. Four examples out of the first seven chapters of Genesis. Four examples. We don't have to go far. We don't have to go very far. Right from the opening moment of human history, we see Proverbs 13:13 in action. Those who despise the word, those who despise the divine commandment, bring destruction on themselves. They will pay for their disobedience. Enoch, let's turn to Genesis chapter 5. In Genesis chapter 5, we're going to begin reading at verse number 18. And it reads, this is a list, this is a family tree, if you will. This is a genealogy of the godly line. Not the ungodly line, which Cain started, but the godly line. And it says in Genesis 5:18, and Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. Verse 19, and Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begot Methuselah. Verse 22, and Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and he begot sons and daughters. So notice, Enoch is the person we're studying today. He walked with God after Methuselah was born for 300 years consistently. Think about that. 30 decades, 300 years of consistently walking with God every day. To walk with God is to reverence God, is to obey God, is to comply, is to be compliant with what God says and what God demands and what God requires. So Enoch was complied and walked with God 300 years after he begot Methuselah. Verse 23, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24, and Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Now here you have a picture of Enoch being raptured. That's what the word means when it says, and God took him. He's the first of two Old Testament saints to be what? Raptured. First Enoch, second Elijah. So in the picture, you see Enoch's family. You see Enoch's children. And there he is flying in the air. He was no more. He was so compliant, so obedient, such a friend of God, so closely walking with the Lord each and every day, that God said, you know what? Let me just bring you up. Let me just reward you. Let me just bless you. Let me just acknowledge you, and I will rapture you in plain sight. And there is Enoch's family, and they're all looking as he goes up. Enoch repeatedly obeys God by honoring his commandments and is rewarded by being the first believer raptured. There he is, raptured. Now, those of us who love the Lord, those of us who are born again, those of us who have heeded the word of the evangelist who told us to repent. You know, the preacher says, repent, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And we came forward and we gave our hearts to Christ. We heard the voice of God tugging in our hearts, and we turned to God. When the preacher said, save yourselves, we came. We repented. We kneeled before God. We yielded, and we said, God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. Save me. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. So for everyone who heeded the first commandment, which was to come, repent, be baptized. Those of us who heeded that and have heeded since then, because we've been heeding, who have we been heeding? We've been heeding Scripture. We've been living our lives according to the commandments of God, according to what God would have us to do and how God would have us to live, a la the New Testament. For those of us who have been walking with God, as Sister Hillary mentioned when she preached on Ephesians 5, and let's go there quickly. Let's go to Ephesians 5:1. If you are listening to the exhortation this week, this is what it says in Ephesians 5:1. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Be ye therefore followers. In other words, imitators. You know, we're to imitate what God does. And how do we imitate God? Well, we must walk in love. Enoch walked with God. To walk with God is to walk in love. It's to walk in obedience. It's to walk in holiness. It's to walk in sanctification. It's to walk in the word, to live out the word. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ has also loved us. He loved us. And what did he do? He died. He died that he might shed his blood, that atonement that was required of God would be made available. And so we are atoned by the blood of Christ. We are redeemed by the blood of Christ. You were not redeemed with silver and gold. No, you were redeemed with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And so for those of us who continually walk in obedience, fulfilling all of the New Testament commandments, and the greatest of those commandments is what? This new commandment I give unto you, Jesus said, when he gave the Last Supper, that you should love one another. To walk in love is to walk with God. To walk in love is to be an imitator of God. For those of us who constantly walk with God, we just had Sister Caroline Hayes walked with God. Brother Harvey Rackmeyer walked with God. Sister Joyce Ten Eyck walked with God. And on no more. Why? God took them. Their bodies are still here, but God took their souls. Their souls are in heaven. Their souls have been glorified. And now they await the rapture of the church. So notice here Enoch is being what? Raptured. That's the reward. That's what God gives to those that what? Obey. Those who respect the commandment will be rewarded. Those who revere the commandment will be rewarded. Enoch was rewarded. You see, my brothers and sisters, Proverbs 13:13, three examples, and we're not even done yet. This truth that Solomon penned in the 13th chapter and the 13th verse of Proverbs, that truth is a primitive truth. It's a timeless truth. From the beginning of time, that truth stands. And it stands today in 2023. What are you going to do? Are you going to obey God? Are you going to honor the Lord? Are you going to do as Paul says in Ephesians 5:1, be imitators of God as dear children? Let's quickly go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, we'll pick it up there so that we can tie in today's lesson with yesterday's lesson. In Hebrews 11, 4, by faith Abel, whom we were talking about yesterday, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he, Abel, attained witness that he was righteous, that he had done the right thing. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being yet dead, speaketh. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated or raptured, that he should not see death, that was his reward, and was not found, because God had translated him. God had raptured him. For before his translation, before God raptured him, he had this witness. He had this testimony. People knew that he pleased God. You see, my brothers and sisters, Enoch pleased God. Enoch pleased God because he obeyed the commandment. He revered the commandment. He honored the commandment. He respected the commandment. And his reward was rapture. Rapture. Now, let's go to Jude chapter 1. Jude chapter 1, verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, the seventh patriarch. Following Adam, Adam being the first, Enoch being the seventh. He preached, he prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh. Jesus is returning. And he's coming with 10,000 of his saints. To do what? To execute judgment upon all. You see, my brothers and sisters, the church gets raptured. The church is delivered from this ungodly world. But the ungodly are rewarded with judgment. We are rewarded with heaven. They are rewarded with judgment. To execute judgment upon all. To convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds of which they have ungodly committed. Notice, ungodly. Ungodly. Notice how many times the word ungodly is found in this text. Four times. Ungodly among them. Ungodly deeds. Ungodly committed. Ungodly sinners. To be ungodly is to have no God in your life. Those who reject God will be rewarded with eternal damnation. Those who love God and walk with God and imitate God and do as God would have them to do are rewarded with rapture, are rewarded with translation, are rewarded with a ticket out of here, as Enoch was. So again, honor God's word. Like whom? Like Abel and like Enoch, and you'll be what? Rewarded. Despise God's word as Cain and the ungodly generation of Enoch's day, and be what? And be punished. Well, that'll do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow to give a look at our last example, the ungodly generation of Noah's day. Let me remind you all, and let me encourage you all to continue to pray. Pray for everything we prayed for last night. Pray for it again. And pray that God would have his way with hearts and minds. May God bless you and keep you until tomorrow.
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him? Friend, you'll find his arms open.